You unlock this door with the key of imagination. Beyond it is another dimension, a dimension of sound, a dimension of sight, a dimension of mind. You're moving into a land of both shadow and substance, of things and ideas. You've just crossed over into the Twilight Zone.
Slow down.
Yes, sir. Anything you say, sir.
Just get us home in one piece.
Your wish is my command. Some party, huh?
It was your idea.
Oh, I wouldn't say that. They're as much your friends as mine.
A regular barrel of laughs.
You have to admit. Every time Walter does his Barbra Streisand impersonation...
Pull over.
It's not that much farther.
I mean it, Millie, or I'll throw up all over the dashboard.
Put your head between your knees, take a deep breath.
Now!
Okay, Bob, I'm pulling over.
Stop.
Hey, where are we?
Oh, let me out.
Bob, I thought you were my navigator. I must have missed the turnoff, you know, after Riverdale.
That's right. Blame me.
I'm not blaming you. You had the map.
Don't talk.
You should have told me you weren't paying attention. Now look where we are, in the middle of nowhere.
Oh, my head hurts.
Want me to put the top down? Some fresh air?
I just want to go to sleep.
All right, get in.
Hurry up.
Will you look at that? All those stars. I never knew there were so many. We don't see stars like that in Manhattan.
Night.
Wait a minute.
Let me sleep.
What happened to all the stars?
Sleep tight. Don't let the bed bugs bite.
Did you see that?
Where's the blanket?
One minute there were a million of them, and then... something blacked them out. Oh, they're back again. Oh, must be my eyes.
Hurry up, Mel. Come to bed.
Sure, Bob.
Bob and Millie Fraser. Two average New Yorkers who attended a party in the country and stayed too long. They also drank too much and on the way home took an unexpected detour. But they aren't worried. In a few hours, it will be morning and they'll be home in their bed safe and sound. Or so they'd like to think. Most of us wake up knowing exactly where we are. The rooster or the alarm clock brings back the familiar sights and sounds of home and the comfort of another day's routine. But our young friends are in for a surprise. Tomorrow is going to be a day like none other, as they spend it in the Twilight Zone.
And now, the Twilight Zone and our story, Stopover in a Quiet Town, starring Stephanie Weir with Stacy Keach as your narrator.
Bob?
Oh,
Reveille, Tiger.
What?
The year's at spring, the spring's at morn, the morn's at seven.
Speak softly, woman. I got a hangover that was meant for a much bigger man.
Want an ice bag?
No, just call an undertaker. What was in those martinis anyway?
Gin held downwind from the vermouth.
I don't suppose.
What?
I wasn't by any chance the life of the party.
You were perfectly fine. Yeah, great, in fact. You told that joke about the ball bearings.
Oh, not that one.
And you broke a lamp making a forward pass with the throw pillow.
Was it expensive?
The pillow? Not very. You spent the rest of the evening oogling that girl.
Which girl?
The one in the low-cut sequin dress.
Oh, that girl. Yeah, pretty enough, I suppose, if you like that sort of thing.
How would you know? You never looked at her face.
You sure it was me?
Oh, it was you, all right.
Hold down the fort. I'll make the coffee.
That would be thoughtful.
Wait a minute. I didn't even take my shoes off.
Don't tell me. Oh, Bob. I knew you were toasted, but really, you slept in your clothes.
You should have helped me out of them.
I couldn't even help myself. Look at this dress. It's disgusting. Now I have to get it cleaned.
I didn't think I had that much to drink. Did I?
Bob, this may sound like a foolish question, but where are we?
What?
Open your eyes the rest of the way, very carefully. Now, take a look around.
I hope we are in an apartment on West 12th Street in New York City.
Open them the rest of the way.
Oh, no. Tell me I'm still asleep.
I wish I could.
Millie, answer me honestly. Have you ever seen this bedroom before in your life?
Not even in my dreams.
We went to sleep at home, didn't we?
Sure we did. Remember?
Not exactly.
We left the party up at Bedford Village.
And I was driving.
No, I was. I had to, because you were...
sleepy.
That's a nice way of putting it. Let's just say, unable to keep the car on the road. I put the top down.
I thought I did that.
It was supposed to revive you, then somewhere about Riverdale...
Somewhere? You missed the turn?
Wait a minute. Something came down on the car from overhead. A shadow. And then...
Then?
That's all I remember.
You probably plowed into another car.
I most certainly did not.
Well, another car plowed into us. We probably got knocked out.
You were already out.
Please, I am trying to contact my brain. Somebody brought us here, put us to bed, leaving us fully clothed. That was respectful, don't you think? And now there's probably bacon sizzling and a plate of scrambled eggs waiting in the kitchen.
I could use some of that.
Yeah, me too. But I doubt there's room service. I don't smell any coffee.
Hello?
Anybody home?
Good morning. No scrambled eggs.
And the cupboard was bare. They must have gone out so we could sleep it off.
The future of casual living. Pretty trusting types.
First things first. The phone. At least I can find out where we are. Is information 411?
I don't know. Just dial 0 for operator.
Why can't I get a dial tone?
Go easy. You'll break it. Bob!
I hardly touched it, I swear.
Now we'll have to replace it.
No, we won't. The phone company does that. Look at this. It wasn't even wired to the wall. How do you figure?
Maybe they didn't pay their bill.
There aren't even any screws. It was glued on or something.
We'd better leave them a note. Got a pencil?
Nope. I don't even see a pad.
Must be one around here somewhere. I'll look in the drawer.
You do that while I try to stick this thing back to the wall.
She's not a very good housekeeper. The drawer stick. Bob, would you give me a hand?
Just pull.
This drawer, it isn't real.
Let me see that.
Careful.
Some kind of veneer. Just... a facade glued on. They all are. The cupboards, too. What is this? A movie set?
Could be a model home, the kind they build to show people.
Who builds them?
Real estate companies. People come in, they walk through, decide to buy, then they build them to order.
Check the refrigerator.
Just empty cartons. No milk, no eggs, and this bread isn't real. Nothing but cardboard inside.
Well, that's what I call low carb.
It's like a prop. Everything is.
Let's get out of here.
Do you believe in ghosts?
No, but let's go anyway.
The other houses look normal enough.
Nice neighborhood. Neat as a pin. Hey, kid! Where'd you go?
You heard her, too.
I guess she went somewhere else to play.
What do we do now?
go to the car and drive ourselves home.
Sounds like a plan, except for one thing.
What's that?
Where's our car?
You're right. It's not parked in front.
And unless my eyes deceive me, it's not anywhere on this block.
Great. We got helped by a good Samaritan who helped himself to our car.
Maybe they needed it to go somewhere?
Sure. They went to pick up a couple breakfasts to go. If we're lucky, they'll fill up the tank while they're at it.
But meanwhile, whoever put us up for the night isn't here.
Hey, we'll try the neighbors.
Which one?
Take your pick.
One of those across the street with the trees in front. They look lived in.
Lead on.
I wish I could remember how we got here.
Yeah, you and me both.
It's all blank. This isn't like me.
I'm not given to blackouts myself, and I never heard of a case where two people blacked out simultaneously.
Does this remind you at all of the Coney Island Spook House?
Too quiet.
It is.
No traffic, no people.
Not even any birds singing. Now that is strange, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, it is.
No sign of life.
Maybe they're all at work.
Or they're being considerate of your hangover.
Lay off.
If you'd been sober enough to drive, we'd be home now, instead of wherever this is.
Hicksville.
It's bigger than that little town you were born in.
I at least had the sense to move to New York. How these yokels stand all this peace and quiet, I'll never know.
Do you mean all the yokels who are gawking at us right now?
Where?
My point exactly. Not a soul.
Well, what do you expect? That's the way it is in small towns. They peep from behind curtains, over the backyard fence, through the keyhole if they have a chance. I'll take the big city any day. At least you know when you're being stared at.
There's one citizen who's not afraid to stare.
What?
There in the tree. Is it a squirrel or a chipmunk?
Squirrel. You can tell by the bushy tail.
Isn't he cute? Well, hi there, little fella.
Honey, come on.
I think he's tame.
Big deal.
Come look. Isn't he sweet?
Yeah, a real doll. Careful, he might have a disease or something.
Oh, such big eyes. He doesn't even blink. Oh, nice baby. Come here.
You don't have to pet it.
Bob!
Now what have you done?
Nothing. I touched it and it fell over, dead.
Well, you didn't kill it, if that's what you're thinking. This thing's been dead for years.
How can you tell?
It's stuffed.
Why would anyone want a stuffed squirrel in their front yard?
Might have been a pet once upon a time.
Well, that's no way to treat a pet, even a stuffed one. Leaving it out in the weather this way.
Mill, don't ask me why anybody does anything in this hick town.
Keep your voice down. You'll hurt their feelings.
Tough.
Where are you going now?
To the front porch.
For what?
What do you think? First, I'd like to find out where we are. Second, I'd like to use a real phone. And third, I'd like to beg, borrow, or steal an aspirin.
We must look a fright.
Don't worry about it.
I wish I had my hairbrush.
What did you do with it?
It was in my purse.
And where's that?
I guess I left it at the party.
So you were under the influence yourself.
At least I was able to drive.
Come on.
You don't have to break it down.
Will you quit criticizing me?
I'm not criticizing. I just want to go home.
And how do you suggest we get there?
I don't know. But I don't like this place. And I don't remember how we got here. And no one will answer the door. And I'm frightened, Bob.
Don't get all female and fluttery on me.
Will somebody help us, please?
I give up. There's no one home.
And I'll bet there's no one in the next house or the next or the next. Help! Somebody! We're lost! Oh, can anyone hear us? Please help us! What was that?
Someone laughing.
The child we heard before. Where did she go?
Maybe she's shy. At least we know the town's not completely deserted.
No, they're only hiding. They don't trust strangers.
A good policy, neither do I. Could be they all went to one place.
Oh, really, Bob?
Town meeting or something.
On Sunday morning.
Especially on Sunday morning. That's where everybody is. They've gone to church. Now all we have to do is find it. This is the place, all right. I've seen 100 churches just like it. Painted white with one big steeple, a couple trees, flower beds along the sides.
Do you think they're inside?
One way to find out.
We can't just walk in.
Watch me.
What do you tell them?
I'll tell them I'm tired of their creepy little town. And I'll pay anybody anything he asks to get us to a train or a bus station that'll take us back to civilization.
I don't see anybody.
This is just the vestibule. They're all on the other side of those doors.
Awful quiet. I thought they'd be singing hymns.
Maybe they're praying.
We'd better wait.
Time waits for no man. Here's the church, and here is the steeple. Open the door and see all the...
Well?
Nobody.
What now?
I know. This'll bring them.
Wait, what are you gonna do?
Ring the church bell. It's the oldest distress signal in the books.
Need some help?
I've got it. Look outside. See if anybody's coming.
Oh, no.
Where'd everybody go?
See for yourself.
I see it, but I don't believe it.
There isn't anybody. Not a soul. Just us.
This is too much of a stretch.
There isn't a person or a thing alive in this town, and yet...
What?
We're being watched.
Millie.
I know when I'm alone, and I know when I'm being watched. Don't you?
Now you're getting paranoid.
I'm serious. The hair on the back of my neck stands up, and right now I feel like a porcupine.
Not to mention delusional.
Is that a delusion?
I've got to find that kid.
Good luck.
Where are you? Hey, kid. There's no reason to hide. We're not gonna hurt you. Whoever you are, come on out and talk to us.
It's no use.
All right. We're both delusional. I feel it too. We are being watched.
The hair on the back of your neck?
No, my spidey sense is tingling. The whole town must have a whopping case of xenophobia.
Sounds dreadful. I hope it's not catching.
Fear or distrust of strangers. I should have realized. It's common in these little one-horse towns. I ought to know. I grew up in one. There are probably half a dozen people watching us from their living room windows right this minute.
I'm getting goose pimples.
No reason. There isn't even a breeze. Not a cloud in the sky.
Or anything else. Like a car, a truck, a single solitary pedestrian. Give me your handkerchief.
Why?
Look at the flowers. Those are Shasta daisies.
So?
My allergy. Don't you remember when I took all those tests? I'm sure they're Shastas. I used to buy bunches of them and sneeze all the way home.
You're not sneezing now.
Bob, look at this.
Better not touch them, just to be safe.
That's not what they are.
Told you.
These flowers aren't real. They're plastic, all of them.
Lots of people do that. Dress up their yards with artificial flowers. Less maintenance.
I know, but this is different. Nothing in this town is real. The house we slept in, the child we can't find, a squirrel stuffed with sawdust. Show me one thing in this place that's real.
That tree is real.
Is it?
See for yourself.
It is real.
What did you expect?
I don't know, but I think I would have lost my grip if one more thing, just one more, turned out to be artificial. Tree, I love you. Let me give you a big hug. Get me out of here!
It's a prop, too. Somebody stood it up on the grass with a couple of boards nailed to the bottom.
I'm leaving now!
Honey, there's bound to be some explanation.
I'd like to know what that could be.
Just calm down. Here, have a cigarette.
I thought you quit.
I did. I carry a couple in case of emergencies.
Well, this fits the definition. Oh, how old... How old are these?
I'll bet there's gonna be a wedding here today. They've just dressed up the lawn so it'll look pretty. You remember how when we got married?
Bob!
I was just saying how...
The grass is on fire!
Stand back!
Oh! Be careful!
There. The flames are out.
How did that happen? How could it?
It was the match. I must have dropped it after I lit the cigarettes.
But grass doesn't burn. Bob.
Look at this. It isn't grass. It's some kind of paper or plastic colored green, like astroturf.
And what does that mean?
I don't know.
If you don't, who does? Bob, where are we? Where are we?
I wish I could give you a good answer. But I can swear one thing. I'm gonna find out. This has to be the center of town.
You think so?
Main Street, USA. Barbershop, a five and dime, a bank.
Just like your childhood. Are you sure you're not dreaming this?
Is anybody here? Can anybody hear me? My name's Bob Frazier. This is my wife. Will someone show us the way out of here?
Don't try anymore. Just keep walking till we get away from this nightmare.
Wait.
We'll come to the edge of town sooner or later. Just keep moving in a straight line.
Wait, I said. Do you hear that?
I hear something.
Sounds like a music box. Where? Over here. It's coming from the antique shop.
Don't.
Why not?
You don't know what's inside.
Whatever it is, it's more than what's outside.
Please, Bob.
Something had to start that music box.
I don't care. I just want to get away from here.
I have to know.
The store isn't real either. There's nothing behind the door. It doesn't have a roof or four walls.
Hello? Anybody?
There's only a display for the window, and that's it.
That music box didn't start all by itself.
It could have. Our footsteps could have caused it to start.
Oh, I don't believe that.
It's possible. The spring was tightly wound. We came along outside, and the vibration jarred it, and now it's running down again.
But somebody had to wind it.
There's nothing. Nothing but these stage props. I'm not staying.
Say that again?
What?
Stage props. That's where we are.
On a stage?
No, an old movie lot. There are two or three of them up in the Bronx. It's the only explanation. We're probably 10 minutes from the heart of New York City. We're on the set of The Sopranos.
Then I'll race you home.
You're on.
Funny that we can't hear traffic yet.
We will. Keep walking.
Or we could get a ride.
That would sure be great. But for the time being...
I'm serious. Look. What do you see?
Is that a car?
It wasn't here before, was it?
No, it was not. Hey, buddy!
I think he hears you.
Oh, boy, am I glad to see you. We've been wandering around here all morning, and you're the first person...
Bob, wait.
Look at me. I'm talking to you.
Bob.
Can't you see us? Turn your head. What is the...
He isn't real. He's some sort of...
He's only a mannequin.
Let go of it.
Another trick. Some kind of joke.
We have to keep going.
Is somebody watching us? This has gone on long enough. We've had it.
It's no use.
Are you testing us? Are you watching us behind those windows? Are you taking notes to see how much of this we can stand before we turn into blabbering idiots? Well, that's it. Game over. I've had it. Come out and face me, whoever you are, so I can finish it right here in the middle of the street. We're human beings, do you hear? Human beings!
Bob, look.
I've reached my limit. I don't know what to do anymore. I honestly don't.
In the car. Look at the dashboard. What do you see?
I don't care. Millie, I'm out of ideas. There's nothing more to...
Look! The keys are in the ignition.
Let me see that. Yes! Oh, honey, climb in. We are gonna get out of here after all. Right now.
Oh, do you think it runs?
How else did it get here? Hurry up. So long, Spookville. Come on. Turn over.
You're going to flood it.
You want to drive? You're the one who got us into this nut house in the first place.
All right. All right. You handle it.
Oh, that's rich. That's really, really rich. No motor. There's nothing under the hood. No wires. Nothing. Did you hear what I said? There's no motor. Isn't that hilarious?
I'm not the one who drove us here.
I'm sorry I said that.
It doesn't matter.
It's my fault. I shouldn't have drunk so much.
I know you shouldn't have. But I didn't drive us here.
Then who did?
I told you I don't remember.
Not anything about what happened last night? How we got to this place?
Only what I told you. I was driving along just above Riverdale. You were almost asleep, but you wanted to stop. Then we started up again. There was a shadow. It seemed to envelop the car for a moment. That's all I remember. I guess I could have fainted or blacked out.
Or crashed.
All right. Maybe I did crash, if you want to think that. It would explain everything, wouldn't it?
Not to me.
I crashed the car, ran off a bridge or into a ditch, if you like, and we're dead.
That's not the law of parsimony.
What's that?
The simplest explanation to account for the facts.
Well, then come up with another one. We must be dead. This place is hell.
Millie.
Like some amusement park with the all-American town, except it's not very amusing. It's only a display. Nothing works and nothing is real.
Calm down.
What's that?
A train. Did you ever hear of a train in hell?
It probably doesn't stop here.
Then we'll catch the next one. Oh, it's getting close. The station's gotta be nearby. Here she comes.
Is it real?
Sure is. It's slowing down. Honey, we're going home.
I can't believe it. Hello! Where have you been, you great big beautiful train? Oh, isn't it a beautiful train?
The most beautiful train I ever saw.
Tickets.
Don't worry about it. We'll pay the conductor.
Where should we sit?
Anywhere. Looks like we got the whole car to ourselves. Here, you can have the window seat.
Thank you, sir. Don't mind if I do.
Must be a commuter train. So that proves this place is real.
There's a sign outside on the platform. The name of this town is Centerville.
Never heard of it.
I hope we never do again.
Good riddance, Centerville.
Oh, it's been fun, but I can't say I'll miss it.
A side trip, that's all. Centerville, you are history.
Ancient history.
What a nutty little town. All form, no function.
Maybe it was a housing development. The ideal community. I must say, I wouldn't want to live there. Some places are too quiet, too perfect.
A nice place to visit if you're passing through.
I still don't know how we got there. I guess it'll be one of those unsolved mysteries.
We've got a story to tell our friends, at least.
Oh, they'll never believe us. It just it doesn't make any sense.
Why don't you admit it? You did have a few drinks at the party, didn't you?
One or two.
And somewhere along the way, they caught up with you, and you got lost and ended up in Centerville.
If you say so. It does sound like the kind of screwball thing I'd do. How do you put up with me?
Well, I guess I got a soft spot for screwballs.
Well, you sure got one. It wasn't all that frightening back there.
Easy for you to say now.
It's just that whenever somebody goes boo, I jump a foot.
Boo.
Stop it. I'm fine now.
Wait till we get to the office on Monday. I can see old Mr. Peabody now.
Frasier, we're a team here. If one member of the team lets us down, then the whole organization suffers.
He should be glad you made it back at all.
He'll never know the half of it.
Another stop already?
Wouldn't want him to think I had a lost weekend.
Bob?
Flights of fancy aren't his thing. He's strictly facts and figures.
What did you say about paying the conductor?
Sure, no problem. They'll take cash.
Then, where is he?
He'll be along.
No, Bob, he won't, because there isn't any conductor.
Huh?
Oh, Bob.
What are you looking at?
The sign outside. It says...
Centerville.
Oh, no.
Maybe it's not the same Centerville.
It's the same one. You can see from here. There's not a soul on the street. Nothing moves. Nothing real. How could we have left the station and ended up where we started?
We went in a circle. Come on.
Oh, no. I'm not going back.
Not back. We're going to walk straight down Main Street, and this time we're going to keep on walking.
Until what?
Until we're out of hell.
I never realized till now.
Go ahead. Say it. You're hungry.
And thirsty. But that's not what I was thinking. It's the little things. You don't miss them till they're gone. There's nothing here that's really frightening. It's what's not here.
Like people. Cars.
Besides that, no dogs, no birds, not even an airplane in the sky, not a single cloud.
At least the sun's still there.
Yes, but for how much longer?
Nothing we can do about that.
We can run.
Could you?
I'll take off these shoes. I'll sprint if that'll help. Anything to get us out of here faster.
Oh, we better save our strength. Might be a long road ahead.
We still have a few hours of daylight.
Can't be that far from civilization.
But what if the sun goes down first?
Then we slog on in the dark. Like a couple of marching morons. And when we can't keep going, we hack out a campsite. Break up trees and make a fire. Find berries to eat. Pine cones, grass, nettles, whatever it takes. They are not gonna scare us or starve us out.
Bob, who are they?
Something tells me we're about to find out. Come on, I've had enough of this. Wanna play? Let's play. Bring it on.
No, the sky's getting dark. Bob, we have to hide. Don't make a sound. Don't move. They'll see us. She'll see us.
She?
Yes! Her hand, Bob, is cute!
Oh, my...
Mom!
What are you... Hey, put us down!
Bob!
Oh, my dear, honey.
What are you doing, dear?
Playing.
The model town again. You never get tired of that, do you?
No.
And your little pets. Be careful with them now. Daddy brought them all the way from Earth.
Can I play with them, Mommy? Oh, please?
After lunch, dear. Put them away, then wash your hands.
All right.
Put us down!
Mom! What's she doing?
Leave my wife alone.
Get in your cage now. Don't worry. I'll come back in a little while, and we'll play some more.
What are you doing? Don't leave us here. Don't.
Wait for me. I'll be back.
No.
The moral of what you've just heard is clear. If you drink, don't drive. And if your wife has had a couple, she shouldn't drive either. The night is dark, and the road home can be a long one. If you're not careful, you might just wake up with a whale of a headache and a king-size hangover at a deserted train stop in the Twilight Zone.
More from the Twilight Zone after this.
You are about to enter another dimension. A dimension not only of sight and sound, but of mind. A journey into a wondrous land of imagination. Next stop, the Twilight Zone. Hi, this is Stacy Keach. I'd like to take a moment to tell you about our Twilight Zone website at twilightzoneradio.com. At twilightzoneradio.com, you'll find the latest information on these Twilight Zone radio dramas, including behind-the-scenes photographs, plus the newest product releases, trivia contests, ways to contact us, other Twilight Zone-related info and merchandise, plus links to other fascinating websites. So make your next stop twilightzoneradio.com.
Visit twilightzoneradio.com to purchase these Twilight Zone radio dramas on cassette and CD, or call toll-free 1-866-989-ZONE. That's 1-866-989-9663.
Stopover in a Quiet Town, starring Stephanie Weir, with Stacy Keach as your narrator, was adapted for radio by Dennis Etchison and written for The Twilight Zone by Earl Hamner Jr. Heard in the cast were Kurt Nabig, Frenette Lebo, and Haley Nabig. To learn more about The Twilight Zone radio dramas and to obtain audio cassettes and CDs of these programs, visit our website at twilightzoneradio.com. The producers of The Twilight Zone wish to thank CBS Enterprises, Carol Serling, Dennis Etchison, Dick Brescia Associates, Claire Simon Casting, Terry Jennings, XM Satellite Radio, Sirius Satellite Radio, our sponsors, and our radio affiliates for helping make this series possible. This copyrighted radio series is produced and directed by Carl Amari for Falcon Picture Group. Audio editing, sound design, Foley effects, and mix for the Twilight Zone radio dramas are by Cerny American Creatives Craig Lee, Michael Slabach, Bob Benson, and Jason Rizzo. To learn more about the Twilight Zone radio dramas and to contact us, visit our official website at twilightzoneradio.com. Doug James speaking.